Okay, so we're diving deep today into tips to win.
Yeah.
300 tips, though, right?
300 tips, that's a lot.
It is a lot to unpack,
It's a
yeah.
lot to unpack, but hey, that's what we're here for.
Exactly.
Try to like distill it down to the like the, you know, the main points, the nuggets of
It's
wisdom.
golden nuggets.
Yeah. I
Absolutely.
like that. So it's interesting too, because it's not like, you know, it's not like one big overarching idea.
Right.
It is, like you said, 300 tips.
Like almost like little bite-sized
Oh,
pieces of advice, yeah.
yeah.
So I think that's kind of a cool approach because
Yeah.
you can kind of pick and choose
Yeah.
and see what resonates with you.
I like that. And they're broken down, it looks like, into like three main sections:
That's right.
techniques,
Practical advice.
practical advice, and then work-life balance.
Yes.
Like I'm looking at this, like I see right away in the technique section, there's a tip about using breathing exercises to reduce stress.
Right.
Like, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of like skeptical. Like, you know, is this book really gonna like tell me how to like breathe?
Like breathe my way out of
Well, I
stress.
think that's the beauty of it, is that it's not just telling you to take a deep breath.
Okay.
It actually delves into a technique called box breathing, which is
Box breathing.
box breathing. It's a technique that's actually used by Navy SEALs
Whoa,
to
okay.
stay calm under pressure.
All right, so we're not just talking about,
Right.
like wimpy breathing exercises here. We're
Exactly.
talking about like,
The real deal.
yeah.
Yeah, and the book really emphasizes that you can apply this technique in any situation.
Oh, interesting.
So whether you're in a tense meeting or stuck in traffic or, you know, about to give a big presentation,
Yeah.
you can use box breathing to kind of regulate your nervous system and stay clear-headed.
I like it. Okay, so we're talking about like kind of more practical, sort of almost tactical things in the techniques.
Yeah, I think techniques is very much about giving you those skills
Yeah, I'll
that
take
you
it.
can then apply in different areas of your life.
I like it, all right.
So it's setting that foundation.
So let's move on to the practical advice section,
Okay.
which I'm guessing is a little bit more about, I don't know how to say it other than like winning in the more traditional sense.
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
It does cover leadership and teamwork,
Okay.
but there's a real emphasis on building genuine connections, and I think that's what sets it apart.
Okay.
One quote that really stood out to me was, "Learn how to communicate better, manage your teams, optimally set clear objectives, and become a true leader."
Yeah.
But it's not about like manipulating people to get what you want.
Right.
It's about creating a shared vision, inspiring others to contribute their best.
Okay. So it's less about like, almost Machiavellian like tactics and
Exact.
more about like, kind of a more holistic approach to leadership.
Yeah, it's about empowering others
Got it.
and really fostering a sense of collaboration.
And so how does that play out in the book? Like, what are some of the things that he talks about in terms of practical advice?
Well, there's a whole section on active listening. Oh, interesting.
Which I thought was really valuable.
Yeah.
And it's not just about, pretending to listen so you can appear engaged.
Right.
It's about genuinely trying to understand your team's perspectives, their needs, their
Right.
ideas.
Yeah.
And the book argues that by truly listening,
Yeah.
you foster trust,
Right.
you unlock creativity,
Yeah.
and ultimately you achieve better results as a team.
Okay, so it's really about, you know, kind of like you were saying before, like creating that connection with
Exactly.
your team and with the people that you're working with.
Yeah, communication is key.
All right, I like it. And then, you know, speaking of connecting with others and you know, that kind of thing, the work-life balance section of this book really caught my eye.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that he included this section because it almost feels like he anticipated this whole burnout epidemic that we're seeing today.
Right.
And he dedicates a significant portion of the book to prioritizing well-being, setting boundaries, nurturing your personal life. It's
Yeah.
not about grinding yourself down.
It's about finding that sustainable success,
Yeah.
the kind that allows you to thrive both professionally and personally.
What's interesting to me is like when I first saw the title of this book, Tips to Win,
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, I was a little bit cynical.
I can understand that.
Okay, another one of these like, self-help books that's just gonna like, tell me to like visualize my way to success or something like that.
Yeah.
But seeing how it weaves in this like personal growth element,
Yeah.
I'm starting to get it.
Yeah, I think it's really refreshing because it's not just about, you know, climbing the corporate ladder.
Right.
It's about becoming a better, well-rounded human being.
Yeah, I like it.
And he doesn't just talk about it theoretically. He actually shares a lot of personal anecdotes throughout the book.
Cool, interesting.
He talks about how he applies these tips in his own life as a father, as a husband, as an entrepreneur.
So it's not just like, you know, some guy in an ivory tower telling you, like, this is how you should live your life. He's actually, like, you know, putting these things into practice himself.
Right. It's walking the walk.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes it more relatable and more believable.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting, too, because he even dedicates the book to his children.
I know. I thought that was a really nice touch.
Yeah.
It shows that this is not just about professional success. It's about, you know, passing on these values to the next generation.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And it kind of speaks to the book's universality, right?
Absolutely.
It's not just for people who are trying to, like, you know, climb the corporate ladder.
Yeah.
It's for anyone who's looking to improve their life, regardless of their goals.
Yeah. I think there's something in there for everyone.
Yeah. And, you know, if the testimonials are anything to go by.
Right.
It sounds like a lot of people have found these tips truly transformative.
Yeah. The phrases that really jumped out at me were changed me, milestone, makes a difference.
Yeah.
And it suggests that this isn't just another self-help book that you read and forget.
Right.
It's about implementing these tips.
Yeah. Making small changes that compound over time.
Right. So I like how you put that, because it's not like, you know, you're going to read this book and suddenly your life is going to be perfect.
Right.
But it's about making these small incremental changes.
Exactly.
That over time can really add up to something significant.
That's the key, I think.
Yeah, I like it. All right. So I think this deep dive has revealed more than just a collection of tips.
I agree.
It's like a roadmap.
It is.
To a more balanced, fulfilling life.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it.
One where success is defined not just by achievements,
right,
but by personal well-being and meaningful connections.
Yeah, finding that harmony, I think, is really what it's all about.
Yeah, I like it. All right, so I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about here.
We have.
But as we wrap up, I want to leave them with one final thought.
I'm all ears.
What area of your life feels a little bit out of balance right now? Think about that.
Yeah.
Could one of these 300 tips be the nudge you need to make a positive change? Maybe tips to win is worth a closer look after all.
I think so.
I think so, too.
All right. That's our deep dive for today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this was fun.
It was a good one.
I like it.
All right. See ya.
Yeah. See you later.